What have you seen from Chicago's defense in the last, since you played them the last month?
Chicago's defense, I would say, in my opinion, I think they're playing better than they were in going into our first contest. Their front seven is really in sync. I think they're doing a heck of a job. We all understand the sack totals that they have, but they, you know, the front is dominant, and I think their secondary, you know, they're just playing a lot more in sync this time of year, which is what you're looking for.
How different is that offense with Trubisky at quarterback?
I mean, it's different. They're moving them around more, you know, so you see more QB movements, and they've been more effective. They're taking care of the football much better, you know, the last four or five games, and I think their overall statistics of giveaways is misleading because I think they've had five giveaways in the last five games.
Mike, with the short week, how do you handle practice reps? I know things are a little bit later today, but how do you handle the week coming out of the Monday
night? Well, coming out of a Monday night game, benefit is being at home. We've really just taken the reps and moved them into more of a unit drill this afternoon. Give them a little more time in the weight room this morning. Had block of time there that went to 8:30. You know, added probably, I think, 50 minutes of meeting time for the review of the Detroit Lion game. That's important. So on top of that, you go through your install meetings a little longer, you know, more walkthroughs. But then we'll be right back on a normal Thursday schedule tomorrow.
With pads tomorrow.
Correct, yes.
Speaking of review, what did you see from Montrevious Adams and Vince Beagle, their first NFL action?
I thought they did some good things. It was good to get them out there. You know, it was part of our pregame planning, make sure that they were part of the rotation. You want to get them in there early, and they obviously played more into the second half. So I thought they both got off to a good start.
Hey Mike, I'm not asking a scheme question.
Means you probably are. Let's go. We got people. A lot of questions here.
You were so good on third down before Aaron got hurt. You had the 50 snaps only on offense against the Saints. You weren't where you wanted to be on third down last week. What kinds of things can you do with Brett to kind of get going there? Because that's obviously pretty important.
Well, situation. Well, first thing we're going to do from a training standpoint, we're going to spend more time on it today. So we have more reps in our practice today, and definitely tomorrow will be spent on third down. So you have to emphasize, you get what you emphasize. So we're applying that to the practice structure this week. You know, scheme-wise and planning-wise, we really got to just trust our process as far as, you know, conceptually attacking what they do defensively and just really get the details cleaned up. You know, it's always in the details. I mean, there's a number of things that happen just on third down, whether it was the release, maybe the push on the, protection-wise. So, their rush is going to be, similar to the rush we just played against. So, it's just really cleaning up the details, and it all comes down to execution.
Mike, will Martellus Bennett be able to practice this week?
Martellus Bennett will not practice this week. He will not be available for the game. I know he was in here yesterday going through. I mean, there's a number of opinions and things that he's working through. He met with our medical staff yesterday, so we're still going through the process, but he will be out this week against Chicago.
Along those lines, what did you think of what Kendricks and Richard gave you? What did you think of what Kendricks and Richard gave you picking up Martellus' role?
Lance and Richard, I thought they played well. There's a couple, tough looks. Lance had the one, we had a play design, and we got a pressure that made it fuzzy. So, and then we had, the one route that wasn't quite clean. But I thought he played well. The drop on a keep, you need that ball. Richard did some good things, but those guys are, we'll just keep rolling them through. And I think really the plan of playing a lot of different personnel groups, it really is tailored to their style because both those guys can play any position on the line, off the line, in the backfield, out wide. You can move them in motion and so forth. So they give us a lot of flexibility.
Mike, you said last week that McCray would be in the conversation if you were to give an MVP. Are you going to have him without Brian?
I would think so. I mean, he says he's, ready to go. He's in the meetings today and so forth. So, we'll see how he moves, today and tomorrow.
What kind of year do you think Corey has had? I mean, he had a little bit of a back issue, but he hasn't missed any time.
Corey Linsley's doing well. He's having a good year. We're halfway through, he's done a good job, particularly without Aaron being in there. Kind of being a lot more vocal, and you know, just as far as you know, run declarations, you know, protection declarations. So, you know, I like the way he's playing.
I know Morgan got nicked up in the game, but what's the difference between having him play that nitro linebacker position versus when Josh Jones is in there? Do they play it differently, even though it is the same position?
Well, to say they play it differently, I mean, that's pretty, you know, there's a pretty wide divide there as far as, you know, what you want to get to. I think that the obvious is the experience. You know, I think, you know, that's new for Josh being in there. I thought Josh was very comfortable just the way he was utilized this past week and made a lot of good plays. So, you know, when you're a multi-position player, it's tough, and it's really the details, the alignments, you know, the scheme recognition, you know, the discipline of your eye placement and things like that. So I would just say clearly the difference between the two is experience.
Mike, you had to deal with not having Morgan before and moving the helmet radio on. Are you going to give that to Blake now, or are you going to go back to Hawk?
I mean, we may get final designation on Saturday in our game management meeting, but that's definitely one of the directions we're looking at.
You know, and we're going to work it
because, you know, we've been working ha-ha there also.
How important was it to get Ty going a bit on Monday night? You're pretty bright.
Sorry, Bill, I'm a hard time here, and you're rapid fire today. What was the first part?
How important was it to get Ty going a bit?
Ty Montgomery?
Yeah.
We'll get him going. I mean, you know, just I thought the rotation of the backs was very healthy. You know, the plan was going into the game where Ty would play, you know, start off with third down and then, you know, get his reps accordingly too. So I thought he did a really good job in the situational stuff. I thought he was productive.
You know, Mike, we covered Daniel's penalty enough, but he did say some things on Saturday about wanting to be more physical and tougher and stuff, and that's not the first time he's said that. When you look at your defense, do you feel okay with the way they are in terms of their attitude and everything else? Is that just kind of Mike being Mike, or do you think that's something?
Well, I'll just say this about Mike, and definitely, you know, what he said Saturday, and I frankly wasn't even aware of it till after the game, and then obviously got to have a penalty like that. And I say to him, and just like I told the whole team, they need to put their nose down, and I'm not really interested in any talking right now. So we need to play better. We need to coach better. We need to play better. We need to get to practice to, you know, show up on Sunday, you know, for four quarters, and it's in the details. So we need to focus on the details, and that's the kind of stuff. And that was a big play in the game, you know, big play in the start of the game. You know, I mean, it would have been – you know, momentum off of that and so forth. Totally unnecessary.
Thank you. I was just going to ask you about defense. Have you guys discussed being simpler, being more basic, being, you know, something that doesn't cause as much communication error? Is that something that would help your defense at this point?
Well, I think you're kind of lumping a few things together. I think when you look at each plan, I would say clearly we were simpler in Detroit than we were against New Orleans, and that was the stress of the communication in New Orleans, and especially with, you know, the way they their procedural substitution pattern is. So I'm always in the opinion I always tilt towards less volume, more creativity. You know, that's something that I've always coached here. You know, it's part of our structure. So you have to have some scheme to attack your opponents but weekly, but at the end of the day, you can't be multiple scheme if you can't have the fine details every time you line up. So, and that's where we can do a better job.